there are group pieces. So I did a piece with 12 young people, but there's always there are links between the works. So like the first solo was about this, or not about, but one theme was this Jewish tenor, Josef Schmidt, who was exiled by the Nazis, and he died in a Swiss internment camp near Zurich in Switzerland. And then Callas, another story. And when I did this piece with Callas or with all other works, so I watched an original material a lot. When I did Swan Lake, we watched a lot old versions from Swan Lake, so with Galina Ulanova, so from Russia, so old films. When we did Bolero Variations, we saw from Béjart the very first version he did then. And I always like to see these originals. And for me, it's important also to have this knowledge about the history, the history also of dance, or of music, for example. And this is also in writing, for me, very important that people have a bit more knowledge about the context. Also, you see, everyone is seeing the performance, of course, different. Yesterday night, there was someone, what's the main message for you in the performance? But for me, there is no main message. It's for everyone something very, very different. And for me, it's also important that people accept their different view. And I don't want to change the view of them to say, no, you are wrong. It's their view and it's okay for me, but it's not good to say that I want to say this with it. And also to think about the audience, they are very different people, and I don't know the history of people, and everyone has his own history and looks with his own eyes, and I don't know who's sitting in the audience. For me, one of the strongest experiences in this context was 2 years ago, we performed Swan Lake for acts in Zagreb, in Queer Zagreb festival. It was the first. So you go to a gay festival, present the piece Swan Lake, and then after the show, a journalist, she came with her daughter, and she excused that the daughter maybe disturbed the performance, because this child was talking a little between the performances. The child was 3 years old. But she said the child didn't want to leave in the break, because there's a break in the performance. The child wanted to see the whole piece, and with the break, it's 2.5 hours. So, and this child had a very good interpretation of the piece, what's in a way of the original piece, or my role in this piece. And this you can't imagine before. You go, it was a big like sports hall, very noisy, and John is photographing during the show. And then a 3-year-old child understands the performance very well. It's really the key, the child. And this for me, when we talk about audience, so many people, the journalists, oh, for the audience, it's difficult. For this, for me, it's not. For some people, it's difficult, for others, not. And if a 3-year-old child can understand, then maybe also older people can be more open. The same we had with the Rite of Spring from Stravinsky. There was a festival with different Rite of Spring versions. And also some spectacular, and there were also 10-year-old children, not from rich families, so immigrants, you could see their colored skin, and they said, oh, it was cool, and they liked very, very much. And also this is for me important, so to see this, you can't talk about the audience, or if it's for you difficult, then it's okay for you difficult, but maybe not for the other one. Maybe you can think about why it's difficult for me, why I'm uncomfortable, so why it's boring, and even I accept if it's boring for someone, okay, I also don't like everything, we don't need to agree on all things. I just also, what I said here, it's something also work about difference, to accept the difference between people, that different people can exist with different bodies, different sexuality, different skin. And this is about it. So also I don't talk about disability in this context. My work is not based on this, on disability. And there is theater as therapy, but I'm not in this context of therapy. For me, the theater, it's not a therapy. And that's another link. And if people want to have therapy, I think they should go to someone to have a therapy, but not to the theater to solve their problems. So, and this is sometimes when I work with a bigger group, with these young people, then some thought, oh, it's a kind of group thing or group therapy, and it's not. We try to create a piece of art, and that's different than to have a group therapy. And also with the dancers, we have very close relations, but only in the working process. It's not that we share everything. Everyone has his own life. And it's about this difference to accept. And I come from Germany, and we had also this history, also with the Third Reich, also with a selection of people, that Jewish people went to concentration camps, but also people with disability, homosexual people, communists, so many, many different groups. So when, and for me, it's therefore very important to accept this difference. And also today, it's part of German history, the selection of people, but also today it's part of our society to select people. So before they were born, so in Germany, I don't know how the law is here, but in a lot of countries, you can do an abortion until 8 months if the child is disabled. And for me, I don't agree with this. So everyone should have the right to live, and you can't decide. And for me, you can talk about abortion, but not to select, to say, oh, no, this I don't want. Maybe also in some cultures, they don't want girls, and they say, oh, no, the girls are gone. And in, this is for me very important, therefore also to show different bodies on stage that they can exist. And there was also just now also a documentary about an actor with a very heavy disability, and they tried in a way that he shouldn't survive. He was then born, but then he put him in the clinic in a corner that he should not survive. But something was so strong in this child that he survived this. And this is legal, so, not legal, but they do. And for me, it's really to show this difference and to accept this difference. So, and to talk about beauty, that there are also different interpretations of beauty, what's beautiful. So then I say this for some people, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a very beautiful man. For me, it's not, but it's okay. For some people, lips with Botox are beautiful. Girls wish for the 18th birthday, I want to have big lips, so then they put Botox. Or breasts with silicone, so for some people it's very beautiful to have big breasts with silicone filled. So for me it's not. So, but I'm then against to say I am the ugly person, the other are the beautiful. We don't think in these categories. So for me also to accept these different views of beauty. If someone likes to have this plastic surgery, it's okay for me. But you can't say this is the only beauty we should have. It's so that's the work a bit about. And for me, this extremely beauty is like in the voices of the singers or in music, and to have then this contrast.